Happy New Year from House Seats Presents. We are live here.
Happy New Year, everybody. Woo-hoo!
It's a lively group here on the rainy day.
It's 2016.
It is 2016. I was just going to say 2015. So thank you for making sure I was right on the year. And Eiler just said to me, you never know when you come to work what you're going to be doing.
Tis true.
So thank you for being my co-host yet again today. We have Eiler Evans.
Hi, everybody.
In the show.
Hello once again.
Hi.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming today. We send all our warm wishes and get wells to Matt Goss, who is ill today. We wish you a speedy recovery so that you can come be on the show. I know. Chicken soup. We missed him at brunch at DW the other day. We missed him. We're missing him today, but you're an awesome fill-in.
Well, thank you.
So thank you for being here.
A horrible thing to get sick at New Year's.
It is.
Start the new year off with a cold.
It is. But look at it outside. I mean, how can you be blamed for wanting to stay
home? Right, a little overcast today.
It's so cold. And I have to tell you, I went to Christmas. So we're going to do a little holiday roundup rather than the weekend roundup because we've been gone for a little bit. So we're going to kind of recap our holidays for you. New Year's, all the happenings that have been going on. So we're going to go back into 2015 so we can, you know, sort of set the stage for 2016 of what's going on. So what did you do over Christmas, Eiler?
What did I do?
Well, worked. Yes,
but,
I know. I'm a slave
from
driver.
Home, which is good because, as we know with House Seats, shows never stop.
Yes.
So we do continue to work, but at least I got to do it on the couch in my PJs.
Amen, amen.
But on Christmas Day, my family is back in Ohio.
Yeah.
Both mom and dad are back in Cleveland.
Which was warmer than here at the time.
I know.
Wasn't
that's
it?
What my dad was telling me.
Right.
He said, I think Christmas Day, he said Ohio was like 60 or something. And here we are shivering in our feeties.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, my girlfriend has a friend of hers that invited us over. He's a middle-aged guy.
Yeah.
Or works for a local car dealership.
Okay.
But invited us over for Christmas, early Christmas dinner.
Okay.
So he and his wife prepared awesome like pot roast and ham.
Did you have to make anything?
Oh, no.
You didn't have to make anything?
Nothing.
And see, Eiler's a chef. If you don't know this about Eiler, a little known fact about Eiler, he is an absolutely amazing chef.
Well, thank you.
You've shared recipes with me.
I think it's
your enchilada recipe.
Ghetto enchiladas.
Those are really good. They're really good.
Yeah, my first job when I moved to New York years ago was I was a chef in a French bistro.
Okay.
And then started auditioning for shows. So anyway, we had a great dinner on Christmas. Open presents. Santa brought me some
what did he
cool
bring
stuff.
You?
Well, Santa brought me a brand new sweater.
Okay.
That I'm not wearing.
That you're not,
which
I know.
I'm regretting
because
it's really cold.
I don't know. I'm wearing a new scarf. Dalton gave me this from DW. He gave me a scarf.
It's very
by
nice.
Way of the mail because he's been out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this in the post from El Paso.
That's good.
Hi, Dalton.
And Santa brought me some really nice craft beer.
Okay.
Like craft beer sampler.
Yes.
And a bottle of scotch.
Okay. Oh, you did ask for that, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but Santa nice. Remembered.
Santa remembered. If anyone else forgot, Santa remembered.
How about you? What'd you
scotch.
Do?
You know what? I went, I was here for a little bit, and then I went and met my, I will talk about this in a minute, my boyfriend, his family. We went back east to Roanoke, Virginia, outside of Roanoke, Virginia. So I actually have a really interesting story about travel. So these three people, besides me over here on the right, these other people I did not know prior to. This is holiday travel at its best. I have not traveled in the holidays much. I am blessed that my family lives here in Vegas, but I had a home alone moment.
Uh-huh.
And I mean by home alone, I was in a car with, you know, the polka band in the moving truck, you know, from one place to the next. So as wonderful as American Airlines was, you know, they were very hospitable when it came to this. You know, I flew to Charlotte and then Charlotte to Roanoke. And then beyond Roanoke, it's another 2 hours where my boyfriend's family is. So they, of course, had unseasonably warm weather and rain and fog. And, of course, we all know when fog happens, no planes take off.
What the fog?
What the fog is what I said. Very good. Uh-huh. That's what I said. And so Roanoke's kind of like a big bowl. It's a small airport, so no flights were going in or out. Now, little did they tell me this. They didn't keep us up to date on this. So I get from Charlotte. We landed early, like 4 hours early, it seemed like for me. And the flight was supposed to take off at 11. And I get there, and it says it's delayed, but no reason behind it. Mm-hmm. So I met this girl on the next to me, Katie. She was telling me, oh, you can get updates of what the weather looks like because they have this star on the top of their mountain in Roanoke. It's the Roanoke Star. and there's a live webcam up there on the hill. So if you look up on the cam, you can see that it's totally fogged in. So we all, I said to her, I said, well, I'm probably just going to drive because it's about 3 hours from Charlotte. So I was like, well, I'll just rent a car. I mean, mm-hmm. I want to get there. I don't have very much time. And she said, well, maybe I'll ride with you. I didn't know her. She's from LA. She was on the same amount of time as me, no sleep mm-hmm. on red eye to Charlotte. So we just made a pact. If the flight gets canceled, we're going to drive a car. So at the same time, while we're watching the ever-changing time on the gate where it says another hour, another mm-hmm. hour, we're just like, this is not going to work. So we met the gentleman here. Oh, and I
Santa.
Forgot his Santa. Well, he is. He just played Santa. That's why I know. Santa had said, hey, are you guys thinking about driving? Now, mind you, these other three people knew the area very well. They were visiting family, so they knew where we were going. So like, hey, if you drive to Roanoke, I'll ride with you. So there was number three. And having Santa Claus was on the way was great. Then our fourth joiner came because the flight did get canceled, and we all ran to the ticket counter to try to get the next flights or refunds or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we picked up. She said, "Are you with her bag in tow? Hey, are you guys driving to Roanoke?" Yes. So all four of us just book it to the Hertz. I'd already booked the car on my app. We get there, take the car, and literally we just turned on the XM radio to holiday favorites. We sang Christmas carols the entire way. Mm-hmm. We took pictures at the Cracker Barrel, and that was at Wendy's. They have a really nice Wendy's somewhere in Virginia. I don't know where that was. And we even talked ourselves out of a speeding ticket because said, watch me get a ticket. I said, watch me get a ticket. Just my luck as we're driving. Right. And little do I know I'm driving and I'm not paying. Now, if you've ever driven Virginia, North Carolina, West Virginia, all of the speed zones change. You have to be very, very on with the speed limit. And it's foggy. I can't see. So I'm building up a story for the cop in case we don't make it, right? And so we're driving along, and I'm in the, you know, fast lane, and I see this car behind me, and I could feel like this was a, you know, they're very indescript cop cars back there. He was in like a white truck. And he's got like there. I just see this little ticker on the top of his car, but I don't notice it. I'm just driving and he's behind me. And I guess I started to speed up and then I see the blue lights from his car and I pull over. He comes up and Santa Claus is in the passenger side and he comes to the passenger side and rolls the window down. And we're like, oh, do we have a story for you? And he just looks at us. We tell him a brief bit of the story. He's like, y'all have a Merry Christmas. Because he said, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, yeah, I probably was speeding. I was going 86 in a 65.
What'd you say there was a Roanoke star on top of a mountain?
So there's I guess it would be like this lit up star on a mountain. There.
Okay.
If you go to roanokestar.gov, that's what I became very familiar with that website while I was in the airport. And you can see a live webcam that overlooks the whole city, and the whole city was covered in fog. So that's why we knew.
What it sounds like is you, just like Christmas, mm-hmm. you and the three kings mm-hmm. traveled following the Roanoke Star to find the birth of the Virginia baby ham. That's what you
and
did.
And we did make a ham. Mm-hmm. Thank
that?
You.
You were very
that
well.
Is,
brief
that's
wrap up
brilliant.
Of Bryce's
I
weekend.
Could have, you know what? You're so much better
we have,
time than me.
Planes, trains, and automobile Bryce.
There you go. This is why I love him, because he can sum up what I'm trying to say in a much better way. I've tended to be told that I'm wordy. That's probably a really wordy story. That was good.
Thanks.
That was really good. So that was my Christmas. And then I came home to Christmas Day and freezing cold Vegas. And then my boyfriend came home the next day. Mm-hmm. And
how was that weekend?
That weekend was really awesome because my boyfriend became my fiance.
Yay!
I proposed to him on Saturday, last Saturday, and amidst a few of our friends. And it was a little overwhelming. I think just the fact that we did it. And the fact that, you know, we've been together for over 2 years and I spent time with his family this last Christmas mm-hmm. that was absolutely magical and getting there and everything, you know, sort of coming together, it just sort of was the right thing. And so he was coming off the airplane. I knew ahead of time what was happening. I was freaking out, of course. And I had gone to the Bellagio to pick out a ring that day. So only the person at the store knew I was doing this. Nobody else knew. No family, no friends. Nobody knew I was doing this prior to doing it. So it was a surprise to everybody. There was a few people in the room when I did it. And it was a real, really special moment for us. And then it became liked by 800 friends of ours on Facebook.
Well, cheers to that.
Oh, cheers. Absolutely.
Cheers.
Let's
happy.
Start.
Yeah.
Our Kraken rum.
Kraken rum.
Kraken the rum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a lot of champagne toast. And then we went to a concert after that. And then, you know, we rolled into New Year's. So we had New Year's in Vegas, which is always crazy. Freezing cold once again on New Year's Eve. What did you do New Year's Eve? What are you doing?
New Year's Eve, I actually went over to, I was invited to a party.
Yeah. House parties are always the best in Vegas when you live here. Stay away from the strip.
Our friend that actually is another House Seats team member.
Yes, Mr. Andrew Wright.
Was on
Wright.
The show 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I think it was.
With Ava.
Andrew Wright. He and his wife and his daughter, Ava.
Yes, we love
they
Ava.
They invited me over to their house. And just for drinks, they had a fire in their backyard.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was contained,
right?
Because
it was super
cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was super cold. It was nice to warm your hands by the fire. Yeah. Roasted marshmallows.
Nice.
Made s'mores.
S'mores?
S'mores.
As opposed to s'mores.
S'mores.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference?
No.
Okay.
No,
just clarify.
But yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah.
And where he lives, we walked out to an open lot with a perfect view of the strip so
gotcha.
We could see the fireworks. So funny to me that people that live in this town don't go to the strip.
Mm-hmm.
But
everyone,
you know, who's a tourist from out of town thinks that that's like the greatest thing.
Right.
And then they get down there and they can't move.
The greatest thing is watching from afar.
Off. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So
yeah, we had a perfect view at where we live on the roof. Of the stratosphere and all of the fireworks going off, but it was cold.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
It was very cold.
It was really, really cold that day. So around New Year's, just a recap of some of the things that happened in town and some of the things that we did. I ended up catching a UFC fight on Saturday too.
How was that?
It was very manly.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done anything that manly, especially when the guys behind me are talking about things they did with their girlfriend the night before.
Right.
It's, you know, it's a little daunting, but I would go back again.
It was a good fight, though.
I would go back again.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Condit. He was from New Mexico, so sort of like the little DW roots in there. It was called to Lawler at the very end. It wasn't a knockout, but it was absolutely a fascinating thing to watch.
Yeah.
Five rounds of that plus three fights I watched before that. I didn't get there like early. Yeah, it was pretty brutal. But I couldn't see the blood up close, so I was okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't do well with blood, but I did pretty well with that. It was fun.
Well, that's good. It was more exciting than I think a lot of people were disappointed by the McGregor fight, which was
the last
month,
right.
Where it was over in like
two seconds
or whatever.
We did watch one. The heavyweight one was over in 54 seconds.
Okay.
That was
But that's got to
awesome
be a letdown because everyone's so excited and they're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, they want to drink more beer and they want to carry on more. I mean, I would go back. I would definitely go back. And then we also caught Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen at the
Which
Venetian.
Was something we offered on House Seats.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Lots
so,
and lots of House
stuff.
Seats members got to go and enjoy that show.
So tell us a little bit about... And you know what? We'll actually get into the House Seats part of stuff because we'll talk about what we're doing for 2016 too.
Right.
And the last thing we did in 2015 into 16 was we wore our pajamas at DW Bistro the other day. Yes.
The PJ party.
Put your tongue back in, Bryce. I don't know what that is. That's Ginny over there. And that's Mark Gray. He's so fun. He should come on the show too. We were wearing PJs. They had the best onesies of everybody in the whole room. We had everybody, you name it. Clint Holmes was there. He wasn't in his PJs that day. With Kelly Clinton, he was there. She was there. Carrot Top was there. And also Vince Neil. He was there. Yeah, it was great.
Right on.
It was great. And Mark was sitting right behind Vince Neil. And I think he had just interviewed him or talked to him on Motley Crue's last show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a riot. I mean, it was like our waits. It was crazy in there. We were pouring so many mimosas. It was nuts. But we killed it. And we do that every year. So if you want to come next year, every single year on New Year's Day brunch, on New Year's Day from like 10 to 3 until people stop, you know, hanging out.
Right.
We do a pajama brunch at DW Bistro.
And you could carry on the buzz from the night before.
Uh-huh. Some
mimosas.
People did. Some people, there was a guy that showed up in his clothes from the night before.
Sure.
So,
but not
I applaud him
not
for the
like
energy.
The naked man running on the street by the airport.
What is this?
Was this today
or yesterday?
I don't even know. All I saw was a report on Facebook. Someone posted, naked man running on the street by the airport.
Yeah. He was on the highway.
He's going streaking.
He was on the highway naked. And I don't know if anyone else saw this too. There was on TMZ, I saw this on Facebook. There was a butthole tickler. Exactly.
Oh.
Where people were afraid to sleep on their stomachs.
Right.
I don't really sleep on my stomach, but.
Have you heard the tale of the glorious Christmas butthole tickler?
The glorious. Yeah. That was a nice choose of words. Apparently, they stopped, you know, they had a police checkpoint and they were just sniffing fingers.
Well, that's horrible and disgusting.
Apparently. But they caught the guy. And apparently people thought he was just a homeless man. I don't understand anything about this story at all. It was somewhere in Texas, clearly. And so I don't know. But that was the interesting news for the moving into the new year. So let's talk about new things.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going on. Some really cool news with house seats as we make our way from 2015 into 2016. Right. So one of the things that we wanted to first feature and first talk about is we are currently doing an amazing promotional deal.
Yes, we are.
Started on Saturday
the 2nd. And it runs. There's our little new year
So what we did is we gave people a day off.
Yes.
To recoup.
To read their email. Because no one, let's just face it, no one's opening their email on the 1st.
No, people are like, I didn't open my email. Near a computer.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did on the 2nd.
We did on the 2nd. Yes. And this is a 2-for-1. Now, what does that mean?
Explain.
2 years of House Seats membership for the price of 1 year. Now, keep in mind, the prices are the same for membership as they were when House Seats began in 2005.
Exactly. 10 years ago.
But same what happens price. During any particular 2-for-1 promotion is you pay the same price, whether you are joining for the first time or renewing at an annual level.
Right.
And you get 2 whole years, a whole second year added on for free.
Correct.
During a 2-for-1 promotion.
So someone who joins today does not pay again until 2018.
That's right.
Right? Yes. We're in 16. Yes.
So when you think about it, it's an amazing deal
because
1 year of a House Seats annual membership gives people the opportunity to reserve thousands of dollars worth of tickets if they want.
Right. And let's face it. I mean, the shows that we have and the shows that we've listed and the shows with some of the guests that are upcoming on this show, you're looking at like Carrot Top.
Uh-huh.
You're looking at people who have you have an opportunity to see these shows on House Seats. Matt Goss, Defending the Caveman, all people that we're going to talk to, Anthony Cools. That's we have something special for you, Anthony Cools. So you definitely want to come on and talk to us. Gordy Brown.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a lot of entertainment people can get, as well as, you know, things that they might have missed. I mean, we had concerts over the New Year's. We had a lot of things that people could do, one-offs that happened. So there's a lot of inherent value in joining the site for not only this time, but any time. But obviously right now it's even better because you get 2 years of entertainment.
There's also something that's interesting to me on the site itself. We just showed basically an example of what you might see.
Right.
When you log in to any time of the day, 24 hours a day, you'll see the tickets page. And that is where people go all day long, all day, morning, night, to see what's available at that current time.
Yeah.
Now, say we have a huge, big offer. Say we have Celine Dion or Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. Well, those shows go fast.
Right.
No matter how many tickets
we get, they go very quickly.
Everybody wants to see those shows for free.
Right.
So once you once a show gets reserved and all the tickets we were given to offer are gone, that show is automatically moved over to a different page called Shows You've Missed.
That's right over here.
So that's
so this you can
page.
See shows that, we've missed.
Within the past 7 days, this page will constantly update. So you can see what you've missed for the past full week at any given time.
Correct.
A lot of people like to know what they missed for some morbid reason.
Right. Well, they want to know. I mean, I think people, you know, like I said, we become a website. People check regularly, Instagram, Facebook, House Seats in the morning.
Right.
You got to be in tune during the day because things get loaded all the time and there's opportunities to see things all the time. And on when weekends come that are big, you know, it's worth, you know, continuing to check the site for any additions or last minute things that happen on that time.
And recently we asked people on our Facebook page, House Seats Facebook page, we asked them as a year roundup for 2015, what were some of your favorite shows that you saw for free with your House Seats membership? And I mean, we've offered, looking back on the year, House Seats members have enjoyed some amazing entertainment. People said Mystaire, got to see Mystaire, got to see Rascal Flatts, Montgomery Gentry, earlier on in 2015, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
So some of the biggest shows in town we have offered. And a lot of people, they wonder if they're constantly checking the site, maybe like, you know, once every 2 or 3 days.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, a lot of people write in to us at work and they say, I'm always seeing the same things. Well, that doesn't mean that we don't
log on at a different time.
And that's why that Shows You've Missed page comes in handy.
Right.
Because you can see that we actually do offer some really great things.
Right.
Of course, there's going to be lots of the same shows that offer tickets every day because they constantly want help. They want more people.
And I think, you know, the nice thing about House Seats is we're creating memories. When you talk about that Facebook page, and we encourage you, if you want to know more about House Seats that way, go onto the Facebook page. You can read about some of the things we posted and kind of, you know, get into the inner mix of the members, what they talk about and how they've enjoyed their experience. Because we're very interactive on Facebook. It's not just like, oh, here's us and here's... We do talk about, like, what to do in Vegas, what shows we've offered, and, you know, what experiences. And a lot of the members will, you know, comment all those things, and you can kind of get a gist of the site.
Right.
And so going into that, into 2016, the other arm of House Seats, which we talked about, is our producing arm, House Seats Presents, where we present this TV show. Mm-hmm. We also present shows called The Set List and some other shows we have upcoming. We have a show coming up actually in a couple of weeks at the House of Blues.
Yeah, and this is going to be
so
really,
awesome.
Really cool. Now, the show is on January 14th.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So January 14th, mark your calendars, write it down.
Yeah.
This is going to be at House of Blues in their main in their main hall, the big hall.
I think we have a picture.
And
of that.
This is going
with the
to
girls.
Be House Seats presents Jagged Little Pill.
Yes,
Alanis Morissette.
Look
at that. Look
how awesome that picture is.
These are four girls that are going to rock your socks off.
Sean Coey, Nikki Scalera, Ann Martinez, and Rocky Brown.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
all really good rockers here in town.
That's
really have great, great gigs. I know Sean. She regularly tours with Meatloaf right now, too.
Yeah.
And Anne just joined Showstopper's cast, too. But we did this show back in April for the set list at the Hard Rock.
Hard Rock.
And now we're reprising it in a bigger way in the the main hall, the music hall.
Well, yeah, and House of Blues loved how much we rocked it, that they wanted it their own place.
Yeah.
So, January 14th, Jagged Little Pill. Whether you are an Alanis Morissette fan or you just like awesome music and entertainment, it's the place to be.
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
So go to houseofblues.com. The show shows up in their calendar for January 14th. You can purchase tickets that way, or you can purchase tickets at the door the night of the show.
Right.
There's two bands that will open for them, and then we will start primarily right after that.
And as 2016 rolls along, the set list will continue with season two.
Yeah. Set list, just so everybody knows, the set list we have done is honoring great albums from the past, start to finish. The music is done in its entirety on the album with really great talent from the Strip.
Yep.
So this is season two. So what do we have to look forward to in season
two? Okay, we've got three shows planned.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, summer, fall.
Yeah.
And the first, we're going to start out with Amy Winehouse's Back to Black.
This is going to be killer.
It's stupid good.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. Well, the album is awesome. And we can't invite Amy to do the show. She's not around anymore.
Yeah,
so this is a really good
homage to
her is to do her show.
So we've got Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, whole album in the spring. Now in the summer, July-ish, early July, we're looking at Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
What an amazing summer show.
Our producer really likes Van Halen.
Yeah, I think he may be partial to Van Halen. But we're not just doing one album.
No,
we're doing two albums. Because we are doing Van
there
Halen.
There he is.
One and two. Because they're only about 45 minutes each. So why not put them both together and put an extra amount of rock into your summer entertainment.
Love it.
So House Seats presents set list, Van Halen.
Love
now
it.
We're moving into fall. With not just another album.
Exactly.
We are doing Rocky Horror.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what a perfect time of year.
I love it.
It's the most wonderful time to do Rocky Horror
in October.
In the fall.
I love it.
Now, what this show is going to do, it's not just going to be the music for Rocky Horror.
We can't just do that.
Audience
straight.
Members are going to be encouraged to wear your favorite costume. It's going to be a room full of Frankenfurters.
Uh huh.
And
oh no.
So we're going to be creating.
Ooh, that
creating
could be bad.
A
yeah,
whole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A whole Rocky Horror rocking experience
right.
with House Seats Presents.
Right.
So that's season two,
right.
what we have in store.
And then I think I threw in, because we'll talk, we'll just go right into this because this is something I want to talk about, is the music world lost someone amazing, amazing, amazing on New Year's Eve, actually. Natalie Cole passed away at 65 years old. Yeah, there's my Facebook posting. Because her music obviously was timeless, but what she obviously was known for the most, I think, and everyone would agree, is her Unforgettable album that she did in homage to her dad. And obviously she did the recording of Unforgettable with her father in there, which she won the most Grammys for. Yeah. And actually that album as we talk about the set list and why we choose the albums that we do, changed my life. When I was a kid, you know, I listened to that album cleaning my mom's house every Saturday. I'd hold the dust mop and I'd clean her many wooden floors. She had wood floors all over the house. So I had to dust mop the floors and I would sing in the dust mop and dance around mm-hmm. to, you know, Orange Colored Sky right. and Lush Life and The Very Thought of You, you know, all of those songs. And I didn't know those songs before. My mom raised me on classical music mm-hmm. in the car. And my dad listened to all kinds of songs, but you know, this album and then Harry Connick's albums were my, what I listened to and got in sort of introduced to jazz.
Yeah.
And then I sought out, you know, bigger jazz artists of the day. I sought out Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday and Chet Baker and people that I never would have been exposed to had it not been for the standards that she sang on this album. Mm-hmm. So actually talking to Andrew in the office today and to Eiler is that, you know, we usually do four set lists. And so, you know, the December set list, what we want to do is an unforgettable, I love it. An unforgettable concert as well, and invite some really good talent who did the Sinatra event as well right. to do, you know, a Natalie Cole unforgettable Christmas sometime in December of 2016. Right. Because we're paying tribute to these albums that have transcended.
There's so many.
I mean, transcended time.
We'll always remember and miss Natalie Cole. There yeah. are so many wonderful, talented artists that create these albums
yeah.
that deserve to be celebrated and featured. And that yeah. is, again, what House Seats Presents sets out to do with the set list.
Right. I think we'll reach out to Brandon Nix to do the song Unforgettable, since he seems to do the title track of every yeah. show. But it is. It really does take these albums. I mean, my uncle worked for Van Halen. He sold their merchandise. So I was exposed to them as a kid. I mean, these albums are meant for that... reliving your day with the talent we have here in Las Vegas to do those songs.
And we do want to mention quickly also yeah. briefly, there's a whole other series that's going
yes,
to be
yes we're starting another starting series with sister Seats series Presents. To the set list.
Now this is a cool thing about House Seats Presents is that it's limitless. There is no yeah. limit to what it can create entertainment wise, whether it be the set list mm-hmm. whether it be this new series called Side by Side. At New York, New York. The first show is going to be February 13th. Mm-hmm. And basically what this is, second Saturday of every month, starting February 13th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
It's an afternoon
nothing to
show,
do in the afternoon.
So, yeah.
Come see a show mm-hmm. in Times Square
in
at
the,
New York,
yeah,
New York.
The piano bar
yeah.
inside.
So
yeah.
what this mm-hmm. does, it's a whole new series that takes the idea of a classic piano bar, traditional piano bar, to the whole other level, because you are combining the piano side by side with some of the Strip's greatest performers, yeah. all performing shows to a theme. The first one is going to be the Rat Pack. So yeah. music of the Rat Pack, performed and sung by some of the greatest artists that we have in this town.
Yeah.
Other ideas for the series, picture this, piano bar with mm-hmm. themes of Stephen Sondheim and the Best of Broadway.
So the Broadway series, right?
Adele.
Of course.
Stevie Wonder. Stephen Schwartz, again, Best of yeah. Broadway. Yeah. Bruno Mars. Women of Soul, Aretha Franklin,
Patti LaBelle,
yeah,
Gladys
Patti
Knight,
LaBelle, mm-hmm. and then the, yeah. again back to Broadway and theater with Jason Robert Brown.
Yeah. So the thing that you can take from this and going into 2016 for House Seats, I mean, we've been around for 10 years, and we have primarily done what you've seen the model done as far as getting tickets and going to shows and joining a membership. But beyond that, we're creating entertainment now. Not only the shows that we have, we're producing our own shows.
Yep.
We're producing this show and inviting those people. I mean, your laundry list coming up, we're going to have the girls from Jagged Little Pill here next week. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Matt Goss. We're going to have Jeff Lebo.
Yep.
We're going to have a myriad of people on the site that we talked about here. And we're fans. We've been posting and working with you guys. We want to know more about you. We want to know what makes you tick. And we want to know what your plans are for 2016. What shows do you look forward to?
That's right.
I'm looking forward to Jennifer Lopez starting this month. That's the show yeah. I want to go see. What are you looking forward to out there? John Fogerty?
Sure. Sure.
Billy Idol.
I'm actually looking forward to the Broadway series yeah. coming to the Smith Center.
Yeah, and the Smith Center.
I always love it.
There's so many things. So get out, enjoy 2016, see shows, do stuff, join House Seats. Two for one right now through tomorrow. Signing off now, Eiler and Bryce. Woo! With our Kraken rum.
Cheers.
Here's to 2016.